EU heads of state on Friday endorsed the EU framework for national Roma integration strategies at a meeting in Brussels. The framework commits all 27 member states to develop targeted policies to improve the situation of the most vulnerable Roma communities living on their territories. The Roma population now represents the largest ethnic minority in Europe, counting between 10 million and 12 million people. We spoke with Robert Kuschen, executive director of the European Roma Rights Center.
Roma face a combination of long-standing discrimination and structural poverty in many countries in Europe. Those problems are deeply intertwined, and they manifest themselves in a number of ways. We have the persistent segregation of Romani children in schools, including the tracking, the improper and illegal tracking of Romani children into special education in many countries in Europe. The result is that Romani children don't finish school. The vast majority of them do not finish secondary school, and that tracks them into a life of poverty because they cannot get employment. They don't have the skills. You see discrimination in the labor market. You see the segregation of Romani communities in housing. And very substandard housing that exists for many Roma families. So those are and you have the phenomenon in some countries of anti-Roma violence and certainly anti-Roma hate speech in many countries in Europe.
Now, are there any particular countries that are more or less welcoming to Roma people in the EU bloc?
Well, I think there are countries that, where some things are being done well. For example, in Spain, there was a concerted effort to address the problems of substandard Roma housing and to replace substandard ghetto housing with better housing, and that's been successful. And there are some very localized efforts to desegregate schools, for example, in some countries like Hungary. But these are examples which have not developed into a systemic effort to address these problems.
Now, on Friday, EU heads of government endorsed the EU framework for national Roma integration strategies. Can you tell me a bit about what this framework entails?
Well, the framework is very basic, but it calls on EU member states to create without delay government policy and programs to ensure the integration of the Roma minority within their borders and to address in particular Roma exclusion in four areas: housing, health, education, and employment. It says very little about the details about what countries are supposed to do in order to accomplish that. The framework for integration strategies also says relatively little about the problem of discrimination. So it addresses Roma exclusion as a socioeconomic phenomenon without, in our view, sufficiently recognizing that discrimination and rights violations are an integral part of the problem and the cause of exclusion that also has to be addressed at the same time.
So what needs to be done to implement the framework?
Well, the first thing that needs to be done is governments have to understand the scope of the problem that they're dealing with. In most every country of the European Union, governments are not collecting or disseminating basic data about how many Roma live within their borders, how many Romani children complete school, what's the level of segregation in housing, what is the health status of Roma, and frequently European states say, we can't collect this information and break it down by ethnicity because that violates data privacy rules, which is not true, but which is a convenient excuse for not collecting the information. So the first thing that governments have to do is understand the scope of the problem. Then they need to define some targets for addressing the problem. So, for example, if only 30% of your Romani children are completing primary education, we would expect governments to determine that their goal is to increase that number to 60% over a finite period of time. And then they have to define a concrete program to meet that target, let's say, of improving school completion. So that might mean more outreach to Roma communities, Roma families, to make sure their children stay in school. It might mean developing early childhood education programs or preschool programs that will better prepare young Romani children to enter the school system. And lastly, they have to governments have to define the resources that are necessary to implement such programs and to commit those resources. So it's not good enough to just have a plan without committing the budget to carry it out. So those are the basic steps that that are necessary in order to make the national integration strategy succeed.
Well, Robert, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that the EU framework is certainly a step forward, but we hope it's only the first step, because the European Union really has to watch member states very carefully and make sure that they're going to follow through on this and not simply rehash old policies that don't have the necessary political will and money behind them.